Welcome, and thank you for standing by. I would like to remind all parties that your lines have been placed on listen-only until the question-and-answer portion of today's conference. At that time, if you're wishing to ask a question, please press star followed by one on the keypad of your telephone. Please be sure that your telephone is unmuted and clearly record your name at the prompt so that your question may be introduced. Today's conference is being recorded. If you should have any objection, you may disconnect at this time. It is now my pleasure to introduce your first speaker today, Dr. Chanton Barrow. Thank you. You may begin.
All right. Good afternoon, or good morning to those of you on the West Coast. We are Chanton Barrow and Sylvia Spengler here from the National Science Foundation, Director for Computer and Information Science and Engineering, or SAIS. We are program directors engaged in the Big Data program, and in this webcast today, we'll provide a brief overview of an update related to the Big Data program and describe some of the most important things that you need to know about submitting a proposal. This webinar is intended to orient the research community to the 2018 Big Data competition, summarize the program and some recent updates, and answer questions. Of course, the ultimate goal is also to help improve the overall quality of the proposals and your proposal in the program. Here's an outline of today's presentation that you see. We'll start with a description of the Big Data program, followed by an overview of the NSF 18-539 solicitation, which is the current solicitation that's active. We'll then take questions from you at the end from the audience. Some of the questions we have already received are included at the end of the presentation. This document will also be available on the program website. And now Sylvia will cover the rest of the slides.
Let's begin by discussing the Big Data program, its priorities and goals. Overall, the Big Data program seeks further development of data science through novel approaches to computer science, statistics, computational science, mathematics, and innovative applications in domain science. Accordingly, the Big Data program invites two categories of proposals, foundations and innovative applications. Foundations proposals investigate fundamental theories, techniques, methodologies, and technologies with broad applicability to Big Data problems. Innovative applications proposals employ new big data techniques, methodologies, and technologies to address and solve problems in specific domain application areas. The projects must be collaborative, must involve researchers from domain disciplines, and one of the more methodological disciplines. We note that all proposals are expected to clearly articulate the big data aspect or aspects that motivate the research. In addition, innovative applications proposals must provide clear examples of its impact on applications in one or more domains. This big data solicitation welcomes proposals that advances the objectives of harnessing the data revolution, or HDR, one of NSF's 10 big ideas. This initiative is aimed at fundamental data science development, research data infrastructure, and the development of a 21st century data-capable workforce. HDR will enable new modes of data-driven discovery, allowing researchers to ask and answer new questions in frontier science and engineering to generate new knowledge and understanding and to accelerate discovery and innovation. This is a set of the directorates involved. Big Data is a cross-cutting program that involves program officers from five different directorates. The participating divisions and program officers are listed here. The participant list of program officers can also be viewed on the solicitation webpage, which is noted at the bottom of each slide. The next several slides summarize the areas of interest within the foundations. The Directorate of Education and Human Resources, or EHR, is interested in the use of large data sets and or learning analytics software for improving STEM teaching and learning environments. The Directorate of Engineering, or ENG, is interested in topics specified by the programs belonging to the three divisions listed here. Engineering-specific applications must incorporate aspects of data science, data analytics, or innovation in data-driven discovery at a level significantly beyond the scope of existing engineering programs. The Division of Mathematical Sciences, or DMS, within the Directorate for Mathematical and Physical Sciences, or MPS, is interested in foundational and statistical approaches to big data. It is interested in foundational and statistical approaches that must describe specific big data challenges being addressed and justify why the proposed research cannot be considered in one of the core DMS programs. The Directorate for Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences, or SBE, is interested in research that advances computational social science and analytic methods using social network, sensor, text, video, administrative, and other big data. A cloud option for big data proposals was introduced in 2017. This option continues in 2018 in partnership with Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Azure. A more detailed overview of and updates to the cloud option will appear later in this presentation. Before preparing a proposal in response to this big data solicitation, applicants are strongly encouraged to review other related programs and solicitations and contact the respective NSF program officers to identify whether those solicitations are more appropriate. Other related programs are listed here. Chaitin.
All right, I'll pick up the next set of slides. So we now talk about specifically the NSF 18-539 solicitation, including key updates and review criteria. First, all proposals to this solicitation have the submission window of May 7th to May 14th, 2018. We expect the review process to last from about June until July of this year and anticipate making announcements of awards in fall of 2018. Big data awards receive 3 or 4 years of support. The minimum total award size will be $600,000. And the maximum total award size will be $2 million. For those proposals utilizing the cloud option, cloud credits and resource allocations will be in addition to the NSF funding. Pending availability of funds, we anticipate about 25 to 33 or so big data awards this year. Now we return to the big data cloud option, talk a little bit more about that. As a reminder, big data proposals are in general not required to submit cloud resource or credit requests. In other words, it's not a necessity that you do this. Proposals should include such a request only if the project requires such resources. Requests for cloud resources will be reviewed in conjunction with the rest of the proposed work, so it's integral to the whole proposal. We now outline requirements for requesting such resources and credits. First, cloud resource, that term should be the first keyword appearing in your project summary page, list of keywords. You must submit a supplemental document called the Cloud Costing and Annual Usage Plan. This document must be a maximum of 2 pages, and it should include the total cost of cloud resources for the whole project and an annual usage plan as to how they'll be consumed over the period of the project. Separate from the cloud costing and annual usage plan, you must complete and submit a workbook. This workbook is available at the link shown here in the slide, and it's also within the program solicitation. completed spreadsheet of this workbook should be emailed to the email address bigdatacloud, all one word, at nsf.gov by Monday, May 21st of 2018 by 5 p.m. submitters local time. So note that this date is 5 business days after the end of the program solicitation deadline, so May 21st. If cloud resources are required for longer-term storage as part of the data management for the project, this should be also detailed in the data management plan. Text in bold on this slide indicates a new addition to our change from the 2017 big data solicitation as it relates to the cloud option. Here you see a screen shot of the cloud request workbook. You'll have access to it from the link, and hopefully there is enough information in there that is self-explanatory as to what you should do. A completed workbook must include a Fastlane proposal ID, which is assigned after you submit the proposal. As reminders, the minimum cloud request in Big Data is a $100,000 request. The maximum request must follow a 70-30 split of funding. For example, a project that requests $700,000 on the NSF budget page may request a maximum of up to $300,000 of cloud requests. We strongly encourage proposers to visit the cloud provider resource web pages and also contact the cloud providers via email as they prepare the proposal. The contacts are here. The Big Data Cloud partners and their points of contact are listed here, and they are also in the Big Data solicitation. This time, we also want to highlight certain supplementary documents. Proposal should include all standard supplementary documents. Proposal must include a project coordination plan that's also limited to 2 pages. And as was earlier outlined, proposals requesting cloud resources should include the cloud costing and annual usage plan, which is also limited to 2 pages. All proposals must include a data management plan, which includes a software sharing plan as relevant, and this document must be submitted by the lead institution only and is limited to 2 pages. As for all proposals received by NSF, Big Data reviewers and panelists will be asked to consider the intellectual merit and broader impact for each proposal, for their reviews, panel discussions, and the panel summaries. In addition to these standard criteria, reviewers and panelists will also be asked to consider additional review criteria that are unique to the Big Data program. So listed here, in addition to the standard NSF criteria, proposals will be listed on these, will be reviewed on these additional listed criteria, and they include relevance to Big Data as opposed to of traditional data research, and that's the case you have to make in your proposals. And category-specific review criteria, here we refer to foundation category and innovative applications categories, and those are also mentioned in the solicitation. Broader impacts as they're related to big data activities, clear plans for evaluation and validation in the context of big data characteristics, and proper justification for cloud resources, if applicable.
So we have now completed the formal portion of the presentation. Before opening the telephone lines to questions from the audience, we'd like to address a few of the questions that we've already received. One, how do I submit a proposal to this program? We recommend that proposers carefully read the Proposal and Award Policies and Procedure Guide, or PAPPG, which is available at the web page listed here. In addition, you may want to contact your institution's sponsored projects office. Do I need to use grants.gov or Fastlane to apply? You may use either. Do I need to include keywords in my project summary? Yes. A list of 3 to 6 keywords should appear at the bottom of the broader impacts text box, beginning with the phrase keywords. As was outlined earlier, proposals with cloud requests must have cloud resource listed as their first keyword. Number four, who may submit big data proposals? The big data accepts proposals from all categories of proposers listed in NSF 18-1, the Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guide, Chapter 1, Part E. Big data incorporates a partnership with cloud providers. Is it essential to request cloud resources or credits in every project? No. As mentioned, proposals should include cloud requests only if the project requires the use of such resources. The slides and the script for this webcast, as well as an audio recording, will be available at http://www.nsf.gov/events. On that page, you'll need to look for this webcast among a list of events. We invite your questions. You'll find details for all of the big data program officers on the solicitation webpage, and you're welcome to email program officers at any time. You may also ask a question now via the conference line, and please follow the operator's instructions.
Thank you. At this time, anyone wishing to ask a question or make a comment, please press star followed by 1 on the keypad of your telephone. Please be sure that your telephone is unmuted and clearly record your name at the prompt so your question may be introduced. Once again, it is star followed by 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. And our first question today comes from Raghu Farang from the University of Florida.
Hello?
Ms. Fang, your line is open.
Hi, Sylvia and Karen. Can you hear me? Okay. My question is, if I plan to submit a proposal of big data with its application to the medical domain, such as directed retinopathy screening and diagnosis, and I also plan to design some new and fundamental methods, mathematical and computer science methods. So should I submit to the foundation or application?
So if you have an application area, we generally in big data have a panel that focuses on medical and health as an application area. The honest answer is you can say either one, and we will put it, I believe, in the appropriate panel. The reality is it depends on which is the preponderance of your proposal. If it's a relatively theoretical proposal that uses health data as a big data resource, that's one, that then it's clearly a foundational proposal. If, on the other hand, it is a data-driven question for the domain, then it is an innovative application. Does that help?
Yes. If I have some slides, I just wonder, is it possible for me when I come to the I will have an NSF workshop in April. Is it possible for me to come to have a meeting, in-person meeting with you, Sylvia, for like 20 minutes?
If it's the NSF career workshop, I will be there.
Yes, but they did not assign me to you, but assigned me to our RI.
I'll still be around.
Okay, that would be great. So can we make a specific time?
No, not right now.
Okay. So I just have to catch you around? Because I do have some dedicated.
Send me an email.
Sure, that would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Omar Magni from the University of California, Riverside.
Hi. I'm asking about the multiple directorate in the solicitation. So is there kind of co-funding between multiple directorates comes only to the innovative application category, or also foundation category could the potential co-funded by several directorates if the scope of the idea and the proposal fit in more than one director's scope?
Yes.
Yes.
Funding for a successful big data proposal can come from a number of directorates and or programs.
Okay. And this kind of thing is decided on the program officer side. We are not like suggesting in the proposal this could be relevant to this and this. So the program officer side who decide which directorates we should discuss this kind of thing.
The program officers discuss what should be funded, and we attempt to identify the possible sources of the funds.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll just add to that one of the reasons for the keywords in your summary is to point out sort of which topic areas your proposal is covering, which also helps us in some sense decide how to win the proposals. That still doesn't mean that that's the final answer in terms of who funds it, right? Because you might submit something that looks like a geoscience topic, but somebody in biology might look at that and say, you know, that's interesting to us as well. So the funding, in some sense, is a different decision than the intellectual content as you perceive it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, if we have anyone wishing to ask a question or make a comment, please press star followed by one at this time and record your name at the prompt. One moment, please. And at this time, I'm showing no questions.
I would like to remind the listeners that if you end up not submitting a proposal and might be interested in being a reviewer, to please contact one of the program directors associated with Big Data, send a CV, and make your interest known. We're always interested in additional high-quality reviewers.
And I'm still showing no questions.
We want to thank you for your time this afternoon. Again, to remind you that if you have any questions after you've thought through the program and the presentation, please feel free to contact any of the program directors associated with the Big Data program, particularly Triton or myself.
Thank you.
This does conclude today's conference. Thank you so much for joining. You may disconnect at this time.